This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump is spending the weekend at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida before his impeachment trial gets underway in the U.S. Senate Tuesday. He's filling out his legal team before opening arguments. The team will include former Harvard University law professor Alan Dershowitz and Ken Starr, the independent counsel who investigated President Bill Clinton. Meanwhile, congressional Democrats increasing their demands that Senate Republicans agree to witness and documents in President Trump's impeachment trial. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
The increased demands by Democrats follow one of Rudy Giuliani's indicted associates, Lev Parnas, telling House investigators that former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, was under some kind of surveillance when she was still in Kiev. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells WIBC Radio in Indianapolis.
I've not met this guy, Lev Parnas, to the best of my knowledge. I've never encountered, never communicated with him.
He adds that the State Department will investigate the allegations.
I suspect that much of what's been reported will ultimately prove wrong.
Documents provided by Parnas also suggest there may have been a threat to Yovanovitch shortly before she was abruptly recalled last spring. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Virginia Supreme Court upheld a ban on firearms and other weapons at gun rights rally in the state capitol on Monday.
The Virginia Supreme Court has upheld a ban on firearms at a pro-gun rally scheduled in the state's capital next week. On Wednesday, Governor Ralph Northam declared a state of emergency and issued an executive order banning all weapons from the Capitol grounds in Richmond. In issuing the order, Northam said the state had received credible threats of armed militia groups storming our capital during the annual gun rights rally scheduled for Monday. Gun rights groups sued to have the ban lifted, but a Richmond judge denied the request Thursday, and the state Supreme Court upheld the ban Friday. I'm Mike Rossia.
This is VOA News. Boeing says it is working with the Federal Aviation Administration on a new software issue on the troubled 737 MAX jets, two of which crashed and killed nearly 400 people. AP's Ed Donahue.
The problem is with the software powering up the 737 MAX. A person with knowledge of the situation tells the AP it's software that verifies whether monitors tracking key systems on the plane are working properly. The system is supposed to work automatically. Boeing is rewriting software that played a role in crashes 5 months apart in Indonesia and Ethiopia that killed 346 people. 737 MAX jets have been grounded for almost a year. Boeing said in a statement, "Our highest priority is ensuring the 737 MAX is safe and meets all regulatory requirements before it returns to service." I'm Ed Donahue.
A jury of 7 men and 5 women have been selected for Harvey Weinstein's rape trial. AP Entertainment editor Oscar Wells Gabriel.
It took 2 weeks of often fierce legal wrangling, but there is now a jury of 12 and 3 alternates in place to pass judgment on the disgraced movie mogul. There are 8 men and 7 women on the panel, which may start hearing testimony as early as next week. Prosecutors have complained that Harvey Weinstein's attorneys had systematically tried to exclude younger women from the panel. The defense says it wasn't specifically targeting young women, but they did say they didn't want jurors too young to understand the way men and women interacted in the early 1990s. Moscow Wells Gabriel.
3 U.S. airports will screen passengers arriving from central China for a new virus that has sickened dozens, killed 2, and prompted worries about an international outbreak. Health officials said Friday from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. They say they will begin taking temperatures and asking about symptoms of passengers at 3 U.S. airports who travel from the outbreak city of Wuhan. Officials estimate roughly 5,000 passengers will go through the process in the next couple of weeks at New York City's Kennedy Airport and Los Angeles and San Francisco airports. The first direct flight was expected Friday night at Kennedy and the next expected Saturday morning in San Francisco. Scientists seek rare species survivors amid Australia flames, Australia unprecedented wildfires. Have so far charred 40,000 square miles of brushland, rainforests, and national parks. It's killed by one estimate more than 1 billion wild animals. Scientists fear some of the island's continents and contents, unique and colorful species, may not ever recover. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.